Good to be in God's house. Love to see all of you out here this morning. Love to see your smiling face. I really do. I want you to turn to John, the 6th chapter, if you would, please. I'm going to read one verse there, but I'm going to be over in the 6th chapter of John a little bit, going down through it. But the 66th verse is where I want you to turn to. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you a fan or are you a follower? And I want to ask that in the spirit of football season, we are going to do this. In the spirit of this, I want to ask you this morning, are you a fan or are you a follower? Let us pray, then we'll read our scripture, please. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you and praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross, Lord. We just thank you for him and for his shed blood and how the Father, we can come to you through him. And Lord, you forgive us of our sins. We praise you that this morning. We ask you, Father, now to be with this sermon this morning. I pray that it would touch the hearts that are gathered here this morning, Lord. I pray that we could take it with us. I pray that we could use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom and for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. Amen. Let's read the scripture. It says in John 6:66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Let me read that again, because that's very telling right there. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, I've already asked you, are you a fan or a follower? In any realm of life, you will find followers, or what we call true fans, let's just put it that way, or you will find those who we call casual fans. Am I right? Have you ever seen that? You know, those are individuals who are particularly not into their fandom, let's just say it that way. They're not into it with all their heart. You can see this a lot in sporting events. You see it a lot. You can see, you know what? We see fans, we see followers in sporting events. Their team's getting swamped. Maybe I'm talking about the casual fan now. Their team's getting beat real bad. Maybe they follow, maybe they don't. And you know what happens? They'll end up leaving or maybe about halftime. Or maybe they won't stay very half. You know, that's what they do. They get up and they leave. And that's what happens. You know what? They say, you know what? They get to their car before other people get out of there. You know, maybe you've done that. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just telling you. They're not going to continue to encourage their team on. They're just not going to do that. Because you know why? Because you know what? It's not beneficial to them at that time. Things aren't going the way that the casual fan thinks that they should go. You know, your team's getting thumped. They're not going to do that, right? If the team's having a bad year, the casual fan usually won't be seen at the games. They won't do that. They'll stay as long as it benefits them. You know what? Kind of like this time of year, it's kind of like what the politicians do. They show up to events once in a while. You know what? Maybe they're not a fan of what's going on, but they'll show up. Why? Because they want you to give them the pat on the back, or they want that vote, right? But if it doesn't benefit them, usually they won't hang around. They usually don't, amen? As long as they're happy and things are going there the way they think that they should go, they'll show up. Did you know that this happens in the church also? I know I'm not going to get very many amens out of the rest of the sermon. I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably not going to happen. But you know what? It happens all the time in church. It happens this way all the time. You know what? You can find followers of Jesus, and you can find the casual fan of Jesus. A fan are those who only go to church when they want to sometimes. They really don't do much for Jesus because they have other priorities in their life. And you know what? They're happy to show up when it doesn't inconvenience them. You see, the difference between a fan and a follower is this. A casual fan will show up from time to time. They'll hang around as long as it's beneficial to them. But if it doesn't, you won't see them again for a while. You just won't. It's just the way it is. You know what? You extend a period of time. I'll give you an illustration about what happened one time at a church. There was a church that was asked to sing. Their choir was asked to sing at a town hall meeting. And what they did, the church was real excited about this. So all the church choir members got together, and they went down to the town hall meeting to sing. And of course they had it set up to where they had pedestals and stuff where they could stand on. And whenever they got up there, they decided that the whole choir couldn't stand on the pedestals. Wouldn't be up where they could be, but they were still on the stage. So they had to bring some of them down on the stage. Well, a lady that was in the choir got mad and upset. Did she know what she did? She left the choir, and she even quit coming to church because she got upset because she was not there on the podium, wasn't up there where she could be seen.
Evidently, she had never read Luke 14:11. Whenever it tells you there, for whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. This woman was a fan. She wasn't a follower. You say, amen or oh my? That's right. Fans are those who walk away when things don't go their way. You know the type? I'll just take my ball and go home. That's what I'll do. Hey, you know what? I'll just take my ball and go home because it isn't going the way I want. I'll stick it on my arm and I'm out of here. You know? That's what. You know what? And that's what happened to Jesus here in John 6:66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They no longer followed him. Why? Why did they stop following him? You know what? Because Jesus had offended him in something that he had said or done. He said something they didn't like. And you know what? They were pushed beyond to the comfort zone, so they took their ball and they stomped out and they went on home with what they'd done. And you know what? They didn't come back either. The Bible says, it doesn't see nowhere where they come back. It doesn't say that. And you know what? You see, the crowd wasn't there to follow Jesus. In fact, they weren't there for him at all. What were they there for? They were there just because they expected to see Jesus do some other miracle of what there was. Do something for them. Do you remember what happened a few days before this story right here? What did Jesus do? He had fed the 5,000. He had fed the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and with two fish. 5,000 plus women and children. We may be talking up to 10,000 people. We're not sure. The Bible doesn't say it, but I can see it being up to that many. And there were 12 baskets of food left over when it was all said and done. The crowd was impressed. You know what? And some began to talk of Jesus being taken by force and being made king. So what did Jesus do? He slipped out. Remember? He slipped out. But then he met his disciples out on the Sea of Galilee, I believe it was. He went out there and he walked. Remember the storm? They were out there and Jesus came walking upon the water to them. You know what? And John 6:24 tells us, and when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and come to Capernaum seeking Jesus. They went searching for Jesus because he fed them. That's why they went searching for him. He had given them a free lunch. And I want to tell you something. In this day and age we live in today, people are looking for free lunches. No matter where it's at. No matter what it's at. If somebody's going to give you a free lunch, they're going to show up quite often. Am I right? A lot of people do. They come back for more food, what they've done. They come back for more. But he didn't come to earth to offer a free lunch, a lunch buffet, did he? The Lord that I serve didn't come to earth. The Lord Jesus Christ that I serve, he came to earth to seek and to save those which were what, say it with me, which were lost. Our Lord did a bunch of miracles on this earth, but his main goal whenever he come here was to save the lost. And I want to tell you something this morning, and I put this in every one of my sermons. If you're sitting here this morning and do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ can save your soul. I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know what you've done, but I do know this, that you know what? He come to seek and to save those which were lost. And if you're that way this morning, he can do a work in your life. Amen. They came to. They wanted another miracle. It's not going to do that, boy, because Jesus is going to do another miracle for them. It's about what you can do for me. That's what it's about. Whenever people are like that, they come and they say, it's about what you can do for me, not what I can do for you. That's what people think sometimes. Because Jesus doesn't want fans, folks. Jesus wants followers is what he wants. He wants followers. Well, now that's what is a follower, you may ask. You know what? The difference comes down to a difference of motivation and priorities in a person's life. That's where it comes down to. Where's your priorities at this point? Where's your motivation at this point? What are you motivated and what is your priorities this morning in serving Jesus Christ? That's what it comes down to. You know, a follower is a type that means that when they sing that old song, you know what? You know, where he leads me, I will follow. That is where a follower, that's where the rubber meets the road as far as I'm concerned. A fan doesn't actually sing it like that. Here's how they sing it. I'll follow Jesus till summer or winter comes. I'll follow Jesus until life becomes too hard. That's what I'll do. Or until I don't feel like getting out of bed, I'll follow Jesus. Amen. I know I wouldn't get a bunch of amens today. That's fine. Until it's not, I'll follow Jesus until it doesn't get exciting at church anymore. Then I won't follow him anymore. Or until I get my feelings hurt at church, I'll follow him until that happens. I'll follow Jesus until prayer's not answered the way that I think it should be answered. I'll follow him that way. I'll follow him until that happens right there. You know how people are sometimes. Or I'll follow Jesus as long as his word doesn't interfere with my lifestyle. And I'll follow Jesus that way also. Fans give up, walk away, or worse than that, they'll stay and damage the church sometime. I've seen that happen. But follow Jesus no matter where he leads them. No matter where he leads them. You see the difference between a fan and a follower? The difference is how that they worship. Fans go to church for the experience of the worship service, the rituals. The rituals make them feel religious is what happens sometimes. These rituals make them feel like the religious. Followers go to church to experience Jesus Christ and what he can do in their lives. I want to tell you something. Whenever I go to church, whenever we come and I'm singing these songs, I want to feel the Spirit of God move in my life. I want to experience that. I don't just come here just to sing and to stand and to do things on a routine business, on a routine way of doing things. I want to experience in the way the Spirit wants it to be done. Amen? Don't you? I'll tell you what, we want to experience Jesus Christ and all that he has to offer. That's what followers want to do. That's what we want. That's where it comes from. And praise God this morning, I want to tell you something. I want us all to be followers, not fans. Not fans. For fans, the spiritual part of worship is hard for them to grasp. They cannot grasp what the spiritual things that come their way whenever it comes down to worshiping Jesus Christ. Jesus told the fan-filled crowd in John 6:51, he said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." When the Jews begin to argue among themselves, shortly among themselves, why? Because the Jews therefore strove among themselves. You know what? Then Jesus said this unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." And he goes on to tell him, as the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. If you or I think his words literally, if we would take these words literally, we would think they were bizarre, wouldn't we? We would think they would be strange. But praise God, you know what? But Jesus wasn't talking about this literally. He was speaking spiritual words with spiritual truth in them. Amen? That's what he was doing. And folks, that's wherein the difference between fans and followers can come about. You know, you look at it in different ways. We know that Jesus Christ speaks to us in a spiritual sense. Fans don't understand this. 1 Corinthians 2:13-14. "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man..." Now get this. And write this, mark this down in yellow in your Bibles. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are" what? "Foolishness." They are foolishness unto him. "Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Ryan has talked about it a lot here lately, and I'll tell it to you also. We see so much going on out here in this world today. We see so much going on in the church. We wonder, how can that happen? Right here's how it can happen. Because it says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him." That's why. That's why things happen the way that they do. That's why that you get some confusion in the church sometimes, because people don't understand how the Spirit of God is trying to move sometimes in their lives. 1 Corinthians 3:3. "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas ye are among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" Many a church has been torn up by the casual Jesus fan here and there. They have been. They've been torn up, not understanding the spiritual things of God. Either they never have had it, or they have never grown up spiritually enough to understand what Jesus Christ is teaching in His Word. You see, also when Jesus didn't do what the crowd wanted Him to do, the fans got offended. And you know what they started to do? Look at John 6:42. And they said, "Is this not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that He saith, I come down from heaven?" They insulted Him in front of everyone else. The crowd was upset with Jesus. They begin to grumble about Him. You know what? And they say something nasty about those around Him. Man, that doesn't happen today, does it? Oh man, just go to Facebook once in a while. Just go to texting. Just go out there and look at some of the nonsense out there. I'm here to tell you this morning, Dave Long does not have Facebook, and Dave Long probably will never have me on Facebook, because I'm not here to go out and to be your watch over. I don't go out and try to watch over what people post and what they put out there. You know what? I know one that does that. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what, He can do a whole lot better job of it than what I can. Amen? And you don't think people don't put stuff out there that's hurtful today? You don't think people don't put things out there that try to hurt people? They do it all the time. They do it all the time. Yes, it can be a good thing, but I'm going to tell you what. You know what? It's one of those things that I'm not out there to watch you. You know what? Philippians 2:12 says it best. You know what? It says this: "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only," and Paul's talking to the church, "but now as much more in my absence." Listen to this. Work. Think about this. Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Can you say that with me? Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Not the way that Dave Long wants you to work it out, but the way that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants you to do. And the last part of that's important. You do it with fear and trembling. Don't just do it as haphazardly. You do it the way the Spirit wants you to do it. Amen? And you will never go wrong. You will never go wrong. Praise God, He knows what's best. Amen? He knows what's best for your life. Now, back to our text. You know what they are saying. They are saying that Jesus was a liar, is what they were trying to say. And you know what my Bible says? My God is not no liar by whatsoever. He couldn't possibly have come down from heaven, because we know His people. We know who He is. These guys are fans, is what they were, folks. They were not committed to Jesus. They were not committed to Him whatsoever. They didn't care that they insulted Him. They didn't care what they were saying about Him. They didn't care about none of that. All they cared about was justifying themselves. And folks, we live in a world today that sometimes that's all they care about, is justifying themselves and justifying their lifestyles and justifying what they do. That's all that they care about. I'm here to tell you this morning. Praise God. You know what? We need to get our noses into these Bibles. Like I said, work our salvation in fear and trembling. And fans do that in church also. They say nasty things about the elders. They'll say things about the pastor, about the preacher. They'll say things about the committees. They'll say things about all manner of things going on in the church. You know what? They like to sit back and talk. Fans do. They like to sit back and make comments. But when it really comes down to getting their hands dirty, you know what? Most generally, you'll never see them there. You'll never see them there. Unless I said amen or oh my. The followers wouldn't think of hurting Jesus. Followers would never think of hurting Jesus like that. Jesus is what they're there for. What about you? Did you come this morning to church to serve and to worship Jesus Christ? I hope so. I hope you didn't come here to come here to look at me and to listen to me, because you'd be very disappointed. I'm not very eloquent whenever I speak. I stumble over my words. I do that kind of stuff, but praise God, I want to tell you something. I hope and pray that I always preach the truth to you. I hope I do. You know what? After the crowds leave Jesus, after they've all walked away and never returned, Jesus said unto the 12 this. He said in John 6:67, then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? And Peter answered, it was very interesting. He said this, he replied, Lord, to whom shall we go? I want to ask you something this morning. If you walk out of here this morning and you have no hope, no trust in Jesus Christ, I want to be seriously ask you, where are you going to go to find hope? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to the beer joints? You're going to go to the drugs? You're going to go to whatever else may you think? I'll tell you what, that's only temporal. And one day we stand before a just and a righteous God. Amen? Did you catch what Peter was saying? We don't want to leave you. And praise God, we don't want... Where else would we go? That's what followers do. You understand that? That's what true fans, you know what? That's what true fans do not, they do not matter the circumstances, they will follow Jesus. Amen? That's what a follower, what a true fan will do. No matter what the circumstances in their life, they will follow Jesus. Jesus needs followers and true fans. But I want to tell you something here this morning. He doesn't need a casual fan. He doesn't need that. You know what? He wants you to be on fire for Him. He said, what's it say in Revelation where it tells us? He said, I neither want you hot, or I'll either want you hot. Say it with me. My mind went blank. Threw you out of His mouth. That's right. You know what? Let's get on fire for God. Let's quit this casual fandom stuff. You know what? Things may not be going your way. You know what? Maybe it's not the way that you like it. It's not time to get up and walk out on the Lord. Amen? It's not time to get up and walk out on your church. It's not time to do that. Praise God, we are here to worship and to serve Him. Amen? We are here to do that. Are you a fan or are you a follower this morning? That's for each of you to answer that question for yourself this morning. That's not for me. But praise God, I hope you can say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And if you can't, as they come and get a song, I'm telling you what, this morning, we can come right up here. And you know what? We can correct that little indiscretion right now. Amen? We can do that.